Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Festival season continues in Toronto with Inside Out rounding off the weekend. Next week, True Crime and Toronto Japanese Film Festival. This week, though, I'm looking at three new movies by three great directors about people on quests. There's a musician driven by fame, a middle-aged woman searching for love, and a clergyman holding on to his immortal soul. Grace Jones, Bloodlight, and Bommy, directed by Sophie Fiennes. Grace Jones, as you probably know, is a multi-talented artist and performer known for her distinctive voice, looks, and style. She's left a mark on everything from fashion to pop music. Originally from Spanish Town in Jamaica, she made it big as a model in France, capturing the fashion world with her androgynous body and striking features. Later, she shifted to music, recording first dance hits like La Vie en Rose, followed by punk sounds of Warm, Leatherette, and pop songs with drum and bass reggae duo Sly and Robbie. And as an actress, she perfected that look of cold, crazed villainy in movies like James Bond. This movie, though, strips her bare physically and emotionally as she returns to her homestead in Jamaica to visit her family and record a new album. The camera follows her as she digs up her family's past, tries to record music, and goes on a concert tour. It also includes a stopover in Paris to record a TV music video and her actual performances on stage. This is an intimate, and I mean intimate, portrayal of this underground superstar who, believe it or not, turned 70 this year, but she's still dancing, changing clothes, arguing on the phone, and putting on the elaborate headdresses and costumes she's known for. It also makes her seem a little bit crazy. It's because her accent, it shifts from scene to scene, from Jamaican to American to British English, depending on who she's talking to, even shifting to a sort of French when she's in Paris. This no-holds-barred portrait is not always pretty, but it's always fascinating. First Reformed, written and directed by Paul Schrader. Taller, played by Ethan Hawke, is a lonely reverend at an old church with a long history. He carries heavy baggage of his own, a dead son, and memories of a war. The church itself, First Reformed, the title of the movie, has been there for centuries and is approaching its historical anniversary. So for the church administrators, this is PR gold plus a chance for big donations from corporations. But Taller is an old school preacher with traditional ideas, and he feels like he's losing his calling. And he's not comfortable playing a pretend minister for tourists visiting it as a historical site. Luckily, there is a parishioner with real problems who really needs his help. Mary, played by Amanda Seyfried, is going through a crisis with her husband, Michael, an environmental activist. She's really worried about him losing it. And the environmentalists that he sides with are diametrically opposed to the very corporate donors that are keeping the church on its feet. So as Taller gets involved in their lives, he finds his calling again, but things take a shocking turn with one unexpected death and the possibility of more. So which path will Taller follow? What is the church's future, and what will become of Mary? Okay, I'm not saying anything more about the plot, but let me just say that it starts as a simple, almost boring story, a church story, and it slowly builds to an intense and shocking finish. Paul Schrader is a great director. He did Cat People, American Gigolo, Mishima, and an even better script writer, as in Taxi Driver and Raging Bull. I don't always like Ethan Hawke, but I gotta say, in this one, he is fantastic. This might be his best performance ever. Let the Sunshine In, or Un Beau Soleil Intérieur, directed by Claire Denis. Isabelle, played by Juliette Binoche, is a middle-aged artist at the peak of her career. She expresses herself using big brushes on huge canvases she nails to her studio floor. And she's signing a new deal with an art dealer. Financially secure, she has a great home, and her ex-husband is taking care of their daughter. She's beautiful with a sparkling personality. The world is her oyster. So how come she's having so much finding a pearl? Problem is, as they say, it takes two to tango, and all the men she meets aren't playing their parts correctly. So she's carried on multiple relationships since her divorce. There's a married banker, and this guy thinks she loves him when it's actually her repulsion toward him that turns her on. There's a handsome and famous but vapid actor who thinks he's great with the women, but despite the great sex, he does courtship all wrong. She wants the seduction, the passion, the interplay, the ongoing back and forth that a relationship needs. He seems to just want a director to give him his lines. Then there's a mysterious and passionate man she meets while dancing, but he doesn't quite fit in with her friends. Even her ex-husband sometimes spends the night when he's in Paris. But can she find her life partner, the best man out there, or will she settle? Okay, ignore the pedestrian title. Let the Sunshine In is a sophisticated and subtle movie. Juliette Binoche shines in every scene. She's funny, clever, and quirky. And Claire Denis is one of the best directors in France. Vastly underrated. The story is told purely from the female gaze. That's Isabelle. It pokes fun at men, and it's also self-deprecating, and pokes fun as well at the women who fall for their tricks. Grace Jones, Let the Sunshine In, and First Reformed all start today in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM, and on my website, culturalmining.com.